Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. On today's Let's Talk Pella, we'll hear from former Pennsylvania Senator and current Republican presidential hopeful Rick Santorum. Santorum was in Pella to march in the 4th of July parade yesterday, one of three stops he made around Iowa. Well, Mr. Santorum, I got to ask you, I'm sure you had a lot of offers to be in various Independence Day parades, and why Pella?
Well, this is it's a good area for us. I mean, this is an area that's a very strong conservative area, and, we're certainly out there as a, I think we're the strongest conservative in the race across the board. Have had a track record of being in the trenches, fighting for the conservative cause for a long, long time, and winning a lot of those fights. And that's what I think people are looking for. I think they're looking for somebody who's been strong on moral cultural issues, which I know are important here to the folks here in the county, and also someone who understands what it means to. Work hard and reap the fruits of your labor, and that government shouldn't be telling you what to do and how to do it. They should have limited government, and so those are the two things that we've been very strong on, and I think that fits very well with folks here in Pella.
Okay, now what do you think about the wisdom of some of your cohorts on the Republican side choosing to run in Iowa and some choosing to not spend so much time here?
Well, I don't know what you're afraid of, because the people of Iowa, they're not going to let the folks in New York tell them who to vote for. They're not going to let the folks in Washington tell them who to vote for. They're going to try to meet the candidates. They're going to take this job seriously about selecting them, and they're going to take their time doing it, too. I mean, I think you've seen all these polls. About 70% of the people are still undecided. Well, they'll notionally say they're for one or another, but they haven't made up their mind yet, and they want to see the candidates, and that's why I'm here, because this is my... my third trip to this county, and we'll be back many times. In fact, we're going to be bringing the family here. Let me think. Later in the month, and we're going to be staying here in the county for a week or so.
Is there any other area of the state or the country where you put so much effort in this early?
No, I can't say that. I mean, Iowa's, for me, a very, very important state, and we're going to go to the areas that we think we can do well, and Pella, Oskaloosa, those are the places we think we can do very, very well.
All right, if we can fast forward to next summer at the Republican nomination, you get the big call and get the nod. How do you go? What's your strategy for unseating an incumbent president? That's a tough task.
Yeah, it's a tough task, but I think you have to draw the contrast between the vision that he has for America, which is one which is more government control and more decisions being made out of Washington, and one that believes in free people. I mean, here we are on Independence Day. And we have a president who believes in dependency. He believes in people, having the government give you rights and give you, privileges. And that's not – government wasn't created. We didn't declare our independence from Britain because we wanted someone to give us things. We wanted to have the opportunity to provide for ourselves, to be free people, that means sometimes you're going to fall and you're going to scrape your knees. Sometimes you're going to fall and really get hurt. And other times you're going to, you're going to reach for the stars and you're going to do great things. And America tolerated all of that. And we were better. We're a better world because of it, and we changed the world because of it. And this president doesn't believe that. He doesn't believe in letting people provide for themselves and care for themselves. He thinks the government can do it better, and that's really the foundational issue in this campaign. And we're going to go right at him on a vision level as to what kind of America you want to leave to your children. One that's deeply in debt, that government is confiscating and taking more of your goods and telling you what to do, or one that is leaner and more efficient and one that ultimately believes in you.
So is that largely your message for folks on this Independence Day?
It is. It's let's declare independence again from Washington, D.C., from those who think like the kings of the past, they know better how to order society than we do here on the local level and we do here on the family level. And that's really the message.
All right. Very good.
Again, that was our guest, former Pennsylvania Senator and Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.